Title: Bass Wobble in Ableton Live 12, Flip It for Deep Jungle Atmosphere Advanced. Alright, let's build a bass system for Deep Jungle where the wobble isn't the main character. The breaks are the headline. The bass is the weather, because classic wobble bass is all about obvious movement. Right? Listen to the filter go wub wub. But Deep Jungle is a different flex. The movement becomes atmosphere. It's that humid, late night fog behind the drums that makes everything feel heavy without stepping on the brake. So in this lesson, we're going to flip the wobble concept. We'll build three layers: a stable mono sub, a wide hazy reese, and a mid-texture layer that technically wobbles but you only let it come alive in pockets and transitions. You'll arrange the modulation by section, like a storyteller, not like a preset. Open Ableton Live 12, and let's set this up properly. First, session prep. Set your tempo to somewhere between 165 and 172 BPM. If you want a solid jungle swing, try 168. That tempo tends to feel like it rolls naturally without getting frantic. Now create a group called Bass Group, and inside it make three MIDI tracks. Name them Bass Sub, Bass Reese, and Bass Wob Tex. Then set up three return tracks. Return A is jungle verb using hybrid reverb. Return B is dub delay using echo. Return C is trash room, like a short gritty room, also doable with hybrid reverb or a short room setup plus a little dirt. Quick workflow note: color code these layers. And when you get to automation, try to keep the big section automation either on the group track or very clearly on the wob texture track. The whole point is to control vibe per section, not to drown in lanes. Now step B, the sub. This is the foundation. No wobbling the sub. Ever. If your sub is wobbling, your low end won't feel confident on big systems and it'll disappear on small ones. So we keep it calm and stable. On bass sub, drop an operator. Use algorithm A only. Oscillator A is a sine wave. One voice. Add saturator after it. Drive it somewhere around 2 to 6 dB. We're not trying to fuzz it out. We're trying to make it translate. Turn soft clip on. Then add EQ8. Do not high pass the sub. If saturation adds some junk, you can do a gentle cleanup cut around 200 to 400 Hz. The goal is, weight down low, no mud above, and make it mono. Put utility on the sub track and set width to 0%. If you're using any group widening later, this protects the core. Now write your MIDI. Make a 2-bar bass line, but keep it long notes. Whole notes, half notes, maybe the occasional change, but let the break provide the rhythm. Jungle bass often feels powerful, because it's not trying to do the drummer's job. On to step C, the reese. This is width and fog, not sub weight. On bass reese, load wave eatable. Use basic shapes for both oscillators, in a sawish region. Detune them about 10 to 25 cents. Keep it musical. Add unison, 2 to 4 voices, and don't go insane on the amount. We want haze, not a stadium supersaw. Now put auto filter next. Use LP24. Add a little drive, like 3 to 8%. Set the bass cutoff somewhere like 120 to 300 Hz depending on how forward you want it. Resonance around 0.20 to 0.45. Then chorus ensemble. Set it to chorus mode. Rate around 0.15 to 0.40 Hz. Amount 20 to 40%. Width 120 to 160%. Then EQ8. High pass around 90 to 120 Hz to leave space for the sub. If the reese crowds the break, do a gentle dip around 250 to 500. Teacher note: if your reese fights the sub, don't just turn things down randomly. Tighten the reese. Either reduce width slightly with utility, like 80 to 110%, or high pass a bit higher, like 110 to 140, and let the sub do the lifting. That's range discipline. It keeps your groove intact. Now the main event. Step D, the flipped wobble texture layer. This layer is not here to go wub wub all the time. It's here to sound like moving air. And the arrangement is where it becomes magical. On bass wob tex, load operator. Oscillator A is saw, oscillator B is sine, and it's going to FM oscillator A. Turn on FM from B to A. Start with FM amount around 5 to 20. Small moves matter here, especially once you distort it. Add amp after operator. Pick rock or clean. Keep gain low to moderate. You're adding mid-bite, not making a guitar solo. Then auto filter. This is your shaper. You can use LP12 if you want smoother, but for jungle haze, bandpass is incredible. Try bandpass with resonance around 0.35 to 0.65. Drive around 5 to 12%. Don't get greedy. Resonance plus drive can create whistle peaks that steal your snare's crack. After that, add saturator. Drive 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Then EQ8. High pass this layer at 150 to 250 Hz. This is non-negotiable. The texture layer should never muddy the sub. If you need presence, you can boost somewhere like 700Hz to 1.5Khz, but only when needed. Now we create the flip modulation. Drop max for live LFO after the auto filter, and map it mainly to the auto filter cutoff. Optionally map tiny amounts to resonance, and tiny amounts to operator FM amount. The word is tiny. If you modulate everything hard, it stops being vibe and becomes a demo patch. Start LFO settings like this. Shape sign for smooth breathing, or random sample and hold for murk. Set rate to 1/2 note or 1 bar, not 1/8 across the whole drop. That's the mistake. Offset the mapping so the filter mostly stays closed, and the depth only opens it enough to breathe. If random is clicky, add smoothing. Now here's the key. Don't let the LFO be constant. Automate the LFO amount by section. That's the flip. The WAB is an arrangement tool. Before we arrange, let's glue the bass system. On the bass group, EQ8 first for safety. If the mix feels boxed when the break comes in, a gentle cut around 200 to 300 on the group can open the whole track. But don't carve just because you can. Listen. Add glue compressor only if needed. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. We're not flattening life. We're keeping the system coherent. Add utility. If the group is too wide, set width around 80 to 110%. Remember, wide lows smear. Limiter on the group is optional as a safety catch, not for loudness. And one important coach note here, clip hygiene for jungle pace. If your WAB texture uses random modulation, it will occasionally spike. Put a limiter on the WAB texture track only, catching 1 to 2 dB. That keeps the fog consistent without flattening your sub and reese. Sidechain approach. Put compressor on the reese and WAB texture, sidechain to either the kick or your break bus. Jungle often keeps sub pretty constant, so either don't sidechain the sub or do it very lightly if your kick is massive. Now arrangement. This is where the deep jungle vibe actually happens. We'll do a 32-bar template. Bars 1 to 8. Intro. Establish the world. Keep the sub minimal or even off until bar 5. Reese is low-passed, quiet, and wide. WAB texture is present, but the filter is very close. Most of what you hear is reverb. Automate the WAB texture auto-filter cutoff slowly upward over the 8 bars, just a little. And automate the jungle verb send up over those 8 bars too. Important concept. Treat the WAB layer like a moving send, not a moving synth. Movement in deep jungle often reads as space moving, so your send automation is part of the WAB. Bars 9 to 16. Drop A. Rolling focus. The break dominates. The bass supports. Sub is steady long notes. Reese is present but controlled. WAB texture gets reduced LFO amount. Keep it subtle, like 10 to 25%. And keep the filter mostly closed so it breathes behind the break. Here's a mixing trick. If your snare loses crack when the WAB comes in, it's probably because the WAB is living in the 700Hz to 2.5Khz zone. Don't just turn the WAB down globally. Instead, notch it. Stock only dynamic notch method. On the WAB texture track, use EQ8 to create a narrow dip where the snare speaks, often around 1.8 to 3.5Khz. Then put a compressor after EQ, sidechained from the snare, and set it so it only ducks 1 to 3 dB when the snare hits. Now you can keep the atmosphere louder without stealing the snare's moment. Bars 17 to 24, switch or tension section. This is where you bring the WAB forward strategically. Automate LFO rates so it speeds up briefly. For example, go from 1 bar to 1/2 to 1/4 for just a couple bars. Open the bandpass a bit, add a touch more drive. And here's a cool psychoacoustic move. Reduce reese width slightly during this section so the WAB texture feels more centered and threatening. It's like the fog steps into the room. Advanced variation. Triplet pressure bursts. For 1 or 2 bars before a switch, set the LFO rate to 1/8 triplet. Then immediately drop it back to slow. It creates tension that feels jungle, not WAB step, because it's brief and purposeful. Bars 25 to 32. Drop B, payoff. Keep the sub the same. Consistency equals power. Now you can let the WAB texture do rhythmic moments, but only in fills. Short bursts at 1/8, or triplets, in the gaps. And use break edits to punctuate the modulation changes. Drum stutters, mutes, or even a 1-bar gap. A strong arrangement trick. Automate the WAB to appear in the holes of the break. Mute drums for a quarter beat. Let the WAB bloom with reverb, then snap back. Instant jungle drama. And another upgrade. Negative space drops. For the first 1 or 2 beats of a drop, hard mute the WAB texture completely. Then bring it in with a quick send swell. That contrast makes the Gru hit harder than simply adding layers. Now let's set up the space returns like jungle. On return A, jungle verb using hybrid reverb. Pick a dark room or warehouse vibe. Pre-delay 15 to 30 milliseconds. Decay 1.5 to 3.5 seconds. On the return, ekit. High pass 200 to 400, low pass 6 to 10k to keep it dark. If you want that airless old warehouse darkness, add a tiny bit of saturator on reverb return, like 1 to 3 dB. Optionally add a tiny bit of redux, just enough downsample to make it feel boxed, not obviously lo-fi. Return B. Dub delay using echo. Time 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback 20 to 45. Keep the filter dark. Modulation low for drift. And remember the key idea. The wob doesn't just move in tone. It moves in space. So automate sends per section. Sometimes the wob is literally the reverb and delay level moving, while the synth stays fairly steady. Let's cover common mistakes so you can avoid hours of confusion. Don't wobble the sub. Don't do constant 1/8 LFO for the whole drop if you're going for flip jungle atmosphere. Don't stack too much resonance and drive or you'll whistle right over the snare. Don't let anything wide below about 120 Hz. And don't skip arrangement automation. If your bass is the same every 8 bars, your track won't breathe. Now a quick pro workflow that jungle producers live on. Resampling. Solo bass WOB TEDX and resample 16 bars to audio. Warp it. Try Complex Pro or Texture Mode for grainy swamp motion. You can automate clip transposition for pitch dives on single hits or mess with grain size in texture mode.